Good morning, everybody, and thank you for coming in the last day of the conference. So my name is Tagrid Asfar, and I am a researcher at the Department of Epidemiology and Public Sciences at the University of Miami, Florida. And I would like to acknowledge my team. Dr. Chris is here, our biostatistician. Thank you for coming. And Dr. Lee was able to obtain two R01 to do occupational health research, and he's applying for the third one. So I'm presenting today cigarette smoking in young workers by occupation. So our main aim was to see if there is any difference in smoking prevalence in this age group, which is we identified as 18 to 24 years old. So we want to see if there is a difference in smoking prevalence by occupation. And we were trying to answer the question where we should focus in the future, our tobacco activities in the future for this age group. So young workers are a growing population in the U.S. In 2010, there were about like approximately 17.5 million young workers, and they are representing 13% of the workforce in the U.S. Smoking behavior is very important in young adults for many reasons. First, adulthood is a critical transition, includes a lot of dramatic changes such as life arrangements, social networks, and also school settings and work settings. So this age group might be more susceptible to try smoking. Another factor is smoking prevalence in this age group still among the highest of all age groups in the U.S., and it's 24% compared to 20%. And they are at risk for becoming established smoker because recent data shows that regular or daily smoking develop during the age of 20 and 21. And 80% of those who start smoking at this age, they will continue to smoke in the future. And also, they are healthy population, and they don't go to the physician. So compared to older smokers, they are less likely to receive advice to quit and also less likely to use any cessation counseling or medication treatment. And very few studies have identified this age group. So in terms of their occupation. So we tried to see if occupation will play any role. We used two data sets to reach our objectives. We did a secondary analysis from the National Health Interview Surveys to obtain a representative sample of U.S. young adults worker. So in step one, data pulled from the NHIS from 2004 to 2010, 7 years. And what we did with this data is to estimate smoking prevalence by occupational groups. And we used the 1980 U.S. Census codes for occupation. And occupation was grouped into 9 categories, including officials and managers, professionals, technicians, sale workers, administrators, and support workers, craft workers, operative, and service workers. We also tried to see to ascertain the population burden of smoking in other aspects of social position, such as income, education, and race and ethnicity, and then gender. So information about employment was obtained during the 2 weeks before the interview, just to determine the current employment status. And current smokers were identified as those who are ever smoker and who are now current smoker every day or some days. So we were able to obtain a sample size of 11,216. 49% were male. And we used Sudan and SAS statistical for our analysis. So results, the overall prevalence of current smoking was 24%, and it's similar to the general population. So there is no difference between worker and non-worker in this age group. And then males tend to be more smoker than females, 28 versus 20. And Hispanics has the lowest smoking prevalence, 16%, and the overall prevalence of never smoker was like 69, and blacks are more likely to be never smoking, 18%. But more importantly, those with less than high school education had the highest overall smoking, which is 35%. And as you see here, there is a big difference in smoking prevalence across occupation. So it's almost like threefold variation. The lowest was among professionals, 12%, and the highest was among craft workers. It reached 36%, very high. So we wanted to obtain more information about quit attempts and their interest in quitting and their smoking cessation also experience. And for that reason, we used the tobacco supplements of 2005 and 2010 from the NHIS, where they obtained this information. And for this analysis, we used different category for the occupation. So we used the color occupational schema, which is white, blue color, and farm workers and service workers. And so for this set of analysis, we were able to obtain a sample size of 3,512, and 52 were males. And then we did prevalence analysis and multivariable analysis. So in terms of demographic characteristic, as you see here, non-Hispanic whites were 67% of workers, and followed by Hispanics, 17%, and then non-Hispanic black, 12%. And in terms of this distribution by occupational group, almost half of the young worker were in the were white collar, and 30% were in the service, and 20% were blue collar in the blue collar, and only 1% were farm worker. The sample size was very small for farmer. The number I remember was only like 34. So it was very hard to do that, to include them in the analysis, because the number were unstable. Also, this group is known to be like with very high smoking prevalence, but we were unable to include them. So smoking status, if you see this, so smoking prevalence was the highest among blue collar, almost 33%. Then services, 24, and was lower in white collar, only 19%. And if you see also former smoker was almost similar, which might indicate that those in that blue collar maybe are less successful in quitting smoking. And 55 of the smokers were daily smokers, which could be considered as like established smokers. 72% were interested in quitting. 50% of those tried to quit smoking. However, none of those used any medication or cessation treatment. We also tried to figure out what age when they start to be regular smokers. So as you see here, blue collar are like, they become regular smoker at earlier age, 19, 20 for service workers, and 21 for white collar. Also, blue collar seems to be like heavier smokers than blue and service. They smoke almost 16 cigarettes per day. And in our multivariable regression analysis, we found out that white collar were less likely to smoke than blue collar. Hispanics and black also were less likely to smoke than non-Hispanic. And those with less than 12-year education were more likely to smoke, and those without health insurance were more likely to smoke. And I forgot to mention in my previous slide that almost 30% were without health insurance in this population. So conclusions, smoking prevalence among young workers is varying across occupational. And also we the most like at risk group were those with less education than high school. and without health, and those without health insurance. And also, we found out that young smoking workers, they are motivated and they are interested in quitting, but they don't seek any help in their quitting attempt. Implications for future, we need to develop and identify effective tobacco prevention. And occupation should, unfortunately, previously all the focus of the tobacco control communities was focused on school and colleges. And as you see here, those who are with less than high school are at more risk for smoking. So maybe we need to shift our focus and include occupation and work site in our future smoking cessation effort in this age group. And also, this age group is more susceptible for tobacco marketing, tobacco industry marketing. So we need to think out of the box, and we need to be innovative and find new approach to reach this high-risk population. And our group just submitted a grant, and we proposed to use the lunch truck in construction site to reach those smokers and try to provide them with smoking cessation. And previously, all the policy and prevention strategies, such as indoor smoke-free laws, high tobacco product prices, and mass media campaign were very effective for this age group, so it will be good to include them in any cessation effort, also intervention in the future. Thank you.